Go. Start.
Hello, my name is Mary Simpson. I'm a retired nurse, and I've been doing therapeutic touch since before 1980, perhaps, very early. I live in Oakville, Ontario, and I have been teaching throughout Ontario for many years. I wrote this article in memory of therapeutic touch at Pumpkin Hollow, and I have so many good memories of it. I held the letter to my heart, sending it loving energy, then put it in the mailbox. It was 1985, and I was applying for the first time to go to the Advanced Therapeutic Touch Retreat at Pumpkin Hollow Farm. To my absolute delight, I was accepted and drove there with another person from Toronto who had been there the year before. I always thought that for TTers, there was a similarity in going to therapeutic touch at Pumpkin Hollow to Muslims going to Mecca. It was the thing you had to do. The first day I was there, I was in a group with Janet McCrae, who brought her white cat, Rosie. As she watched me give a session, she placed a hand on my shoulder and with a big smile said, "Don't be so serious." During the afternoon practicum held outdoors, Dee liked to wander about watching us. One day, as I was scanning my healing partner, I was puzzled by what I sensed on the right side of her back. Suddenly behind me, I heard, "What are you doing?" I was startled, but replied, "The right side of her back is slippery." "Let me see," said Dee, and moved me out of the way. She scanned the field twice, stood for a moment of thought, then said, "You're right," and walked away. I've never sensed a slippery field since then, but her affirmation did wonders for my confidence in my ability to scan. Every afternoon on the front lawn, Dora held healing sessions for people in the community. While she gave a session to a patient, she delegated two people who had been sitting watching to ground the next person she would treat. This consisted of each of us sitting on the ground with the patient's foot between our feet, moving our hands to facilitate the flow of energy through the knees, down through the feet, and out through the toes. If she was not satisfied with what one of us was doing, she would tell us to leave and delegate another nurse, she called us all nurses, to take our place. It certainly taught us the importance of grounding. One year, I was designated as group leader, but only two people were assigned to me. We were holding it in the barn. One was Ron, a giant of a man who wore leather wristbands. He worked with AIDS patients in New York. The other was Dr. Octavia Bengston, a delightful, very elderly lady and a colleague of Dora's. At that time, the group leader's role was to act as observer rather than participate. In retrospect, I realized that it was an amazing learning experience for me, which I have no doubt was the intended purpose of my role that day. I watched as Ron began to work with Dr. B. She was such a tiny person and sat quietly, absolutely trusting him. He stood a short distance away, then quietly and slowly walked around her. As he began to work with her, he used only his thumb and two fingers, the others remaining curled up. Very soon her head dropped and she was sound asleep with a smile on her face. After watching her for a short time, Ron helped her to sit in a soft chair where she continued to rest. It gave me a chance to talk with him, and he related how gentle a practitioner had to be with very sick AIDS patients, and that, in fact, a therapeutic touch session often enabled them to peacefully pass away. Then suddenly, Dr. Bengston sat up bright and happy. It was her turn to work with Ron. The process reminded me of someone walking around a mountain. As I watched, I realized how sensitive I had become to seeing energy. Not only Ron's field, but the way she was working with him. Eventually, she stood back with her arms outstretched, and as I watched in astonishment, a soft light began to flow into his field, but not through her. When she was through, I asked her about this, and she said, "Oh, why would I bring the energy through me? I never thought of that. I just think of where I want the energy to go." I expect that this is exactly what we do in distant healing. I remember the mornings that we spent in the meditation center listening to the rhythm of the brook and learning with Dee and Dora. Now when I meditate, I often go in my mind and sit in that beautiful room, hearing the brook and remembering Dora's infectious laughter. What a privilege it was to be at the Hollow for so many years. My learning never stops. It goes beyond what we learn in various tiki workshops and seeps into my consciousness in my quiet moments of memory and reflection. Thank you.